Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You have reached episode number 413, entitled WordPress Speed, Akshat Chowdhury on Airlift's One-Click Optimization. It was published on Thursday, the 13th of March, 2025. My name is Nathan Wrigley, and I'll be joined in a few moments by Akshat to have the chat about Airlift, the brand new platform, to one-click your site into optimization heaven. That's the promise anyway. We'll find out more about that in a moment. Before that, a few bits of housekeeping. The first thing to mention is that tomorrow I'm heading off to Cloudfest. If you're going to be there, this gigantic event held in Germany at a theme park I've never been before. And if you're going to be there and you're going to be hanging out, I would love to hook up with a bunch of you. I guess the best places would be to reach out to me, DMs open on Twitter, at WP Builds, or if you're using Blue Sky, then the handle over there is at nathanwrigley.com, and Wrigley has a W in it. Would love to hang out, hook up with some of you during the time there. I'll be there for about 5 or 6 days, so probably until Tuesday next week. That would be very nice. The other thing to mention, more about the podcast in general, is that if you have a product or service and you would like to get that product or service out in front of a WordPress-specific audience, well, we can help you with that because we have a WordPress-specific audience. Head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. And if you're just in the business of keeping up to date with what we produce on WP Builds, that's typically the live This Week in WordPress show on a Monday. And also, the podcast episode comes out on a Thursday. That's what you're listening to right now. Head to wpbuilds.com/subscribe. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also helped out this week by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And we're also assisted this week by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Take the excitement of roller coaster sales. Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go out to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for their ongoing support of the WP Builds podcast. Podcasts like this cannot continue without the assistance of fine companies like that. Okay, as I said at the top of the show, today we are talking with Akshat Chowdhury about something really, well, it has an amazing promise. It promises to optimize every single thing on your WordPress website in one click. Literally one click. It's called Airlift. You've probably heard of Akshat and his company's things before. They do things like Blog Vault and Malkare. So they've definitely got a history and a heritage in the WordPress space of making things which work. But this really seems, on the face of it, to be truly remarkable. So we talk about that in the podcast today. In fairness to Akshat, I don't think I did the best job on this interview. It was not him, it was me. I'm not entirely sure that I asked the right set of questions. But here's what we covered. We have a bit of an introduction to each other and then an overview of what Airlift is, talking about all the features and functionalities. We get into the technical things and how that is all created from their side, how the tech was built and what it's using, what the users might experience and any feedback that you might be able to give to the company. And then, of course, we get into the stuff like pricing and how all of that works. And it's all coming up in the podcast today. And I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Akshat Chowdhury. Hello, Akshat.
Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Really nice to chat with you again. Akshat and I have had many interactions, several of them in person at various WordCamps around the world. And we're recording this just before WordCamp Asia, and both of us will be attending this. I'm looking forward to seeing you in person. But before we get to that, we'll have our podcast episode, and we're going to be talking about something called Airlift. We'll get to that in a minute. Prior to that, Akshat, will you just give us your potted bio, your 1 or 2 minute intro, who you are, what companies you've built and work for, and how you've worked with WordPress over the years? Just a couple of minutes on that.
All right. Again, hi, Nathan. Good to see you again. And we'll be again good to catch up with you at WordCamp Asia. So I'm the founder of Blog Vault. And, I've been doing this for more than 15 years. We started as our first plugin was called Blog Vault itself. We back up WordPress websites. But beyond that, we have also built some of the other plugins, which are called Malkare, WP Remote, Migrate Guru, and now Airlift. So with Malkare, we let you secure your websites. With WP Remote, if you're an agency, we let you manage all your websites efficiently. And with Migrate Guru, we let you migrate websites. So, and with Airlift, finally, that's our latest product. And we let you optimize a website with a click of a button.
It's kind of interesting. So I was just thinking about this. I hadn't really made the connection. Every plugin that you've got is a sort of technical back-end thing. You don't really have any plugins which put stuff on your WordPress website. You know, it's not like you've got a carousel plugin or a custom post types plugin. Everything is about the technicalities of kind of managing a WordPress website. So keeping it secure, keeping the database backed up, keeping the files backed up, and in this case, optimizing it. And that's interesting. Interesting portfolio. And I'm sure that many of the people listening to this podcast will have either used your stuff before or come across it. However, this is really interesting. Brand new, to me at least anyway. Perhaps you'll tell me a different story. But it's called Airlift. You can find it at airlift.net. By the way, cracking URL. I'm sure that wasn't easy to track down. But airlift.net. Probably the best thing to do is go and pause the podcast, go to your browser of choice and inspect that URL, and you'll get an impression of what the product is about. Come back on pause and we'll kick into it. So just give us the quick pitch, Akshat. What is Airlift? What does it basically do?
All right. So Airlift, in essence, lets you make your website fast and do it for any website out there. Do it with a click of a button. And the whole idea is, while the promise of a fast website, everyone wants a fast website. I don't think I have come across a single person who doesn't want a faster website.
Yeah.
Right? And everyone promises a fast website. So every web host, every plugin promises a fast website. But if you go to a person and say, are you happy with your website being fast enough? And they will tell you no. And then when you start exploring why are they saying no, you'll realize that actually having a fast website is really complex. And people have, in our opinion, have the completely wrong diagnosis or for why their website is slow. And when we started digging deeper into it, we felt that technology is the best way to solve the problem. And that's why we built Airlift. I think it's very interesting that you mentioned that, you know, all our products tend to be back-end products, because the reality is, even after 15 years, I consider myself a WordPress outsider. Like, I don't consider myself a WordPress insider. I don't have the confidence to go in and help you figure out how to make a website better looking and stuff like that. That's not something. I don't think I use WordPress that heavily, but I do understand the technology behind it. And so we end up building the products which we feel technology can enable you to just get the most out of your website. So that's I think the thread that you caught on to is very true, and I think that's given how much we love WordPress, that's the one area we thought we can add maximum value to.
Yeah, it's all the hotness, isn't it? Over the last, well, probably even coming up to like 8 or 9 years, something like that. We've all been worrying about the speed of our websites. You know, Core Web Vitals was this great big thing that came along, and suddenly the speed of your website was going to be a significant factor to how well you ranked. And ever since then, everybody's been worrying about it. I'm just going to read the fairly interesting claim that you make at the very top. The first thing that you see on the Airlift website is the following, and I'll quote it directly. Ultra-fast WordPress sites with the click of a button. Then it goes on to say, Airlift will instantly speed up your WordPress site and boost your Google Core Web Vitals scores. It's a complete performance solution for your website, including caching, CDN, image optimization, CSS improvements, and more. Now, let's just establish the ground rules first. My understanding, and I could be wrong about this, is that if I were to install this plugin, there are no options. I install the plugin, click a button, wait a bit, and then it just gets faster. Firstly, is that true?
Yeah, that is entirely 100% true. Actually, the one thing I would tell you is you have to create an account with us. So there is, it's more than a click.
Oh,
but
okay.
Once you create the account,
okay.
The rest of the setup is you install the plugin, and you actually don't have to click the button also, just automatically. Once you install the plugin, it does its thing. You don't even have to. It'll just be like, hey, wait up. Let us inspect your website. Let's understand what is going on. It'll do a thorough analysis of every part of your website and then figure out what is the way to optimize it correctly and apply those optimizations. It will work.
Sorry, I'm just interrupting. Firstly, I'm just going to say, I'm going to drop this in anecdotally. I have not tried the plugin, but there are a few people who I know who have tried the plugin who thought upon hearing about it, they would give it a go. And those few people came back to me and said, yeah, we did that. And I won't give you the numbers and I won't give you the names, but in the cases of the people who tried it, they came back happy. It worked. The Core Web Vitals, you know, the sort of lighthouse scores that they were getting went from A to B, and B was a number that they preferred to A, put it that way. And these people are people who I respect, and they are people who I think know what they're talking about. You know, these are people who for many years have used traditional caching plugins, but possibly in some scenarios didn't really know what the thousand of options were inside that plugin. And I'm guessing that your commercial rivals, the traditional plugin companies that do caching and what have you, they will have all these options, and they're no doubt very valuable, but many, many people won't understand what those options are, me included.
This is where I'll actually disagree a bit. They do have a lot of options, and let me not deride any of them. There are many use cases when I will say that go use one of the other plugins out there. Some of them we have ourselves learned a lot from while we are building Airlift. So I'm not going to be like, yeah, they're useless. But also, I also want to explain to you the thinking and the complexity of the problem when it comes to optimizing a website. All right? And I'll give you one angle why a configuration-based approach just does not work. And it'll just tell you, like, you'll have a website, the homepage will have sliders, it'll have testimonials and stuff like that. You'll have a bunch of articles. Now, the way you optimize articles will be different from the way you optimize homepage, will be different from the way you optimize your contact page, will be different from the way you optimize, for example, your pricing page or where to find us page or something like that. Each of these pages has very different content, and the way you optimize it is very, very different. Now, it's not possible for any configuration to give you that ability to say that these are blog pages. For example, how do you even communicate to a plugin that these pages belong to blog? Because today you might have 5 blog articles and tomorrow you might have a 6th article. So how do you even preemptively, and you're not going to go in and feed that information. But you know that when you, or in a blog article for the longest time, you might have no images. But then one fine day, you decided you want to add images to a blog article. Now, how should you optimize an image? Now, you can also be like, hey, but I can say that optimize all images in this way. And that doesn't apply. It doesn't work that way. So it is a lot more complex, and configuration-based approach, you'll just see very clear limits. And so you might be able to optimize a page, and which is what a lot of people do, is they will optimize the page, their homepage. because they will do everything based on their homepage. And it's a very strange quirk, you know. It's a very strange quirk as to how people behave. Because we ourselves, actually, it's very interesting. Like when we are optimizing Airlift, we were trying to optimize all pages together at the same time. And obviously, it would take a much longer time because we have to analyze a lot more pages. But then we realized that people actually want to check their homepage first. So first we optimized the homepage because we realized that that's what they're checking first. And then that meant that I can give a result for the homepage up front, and then I can show you what are the other pages I'm optimizing. So again, people are so fixated on the homepage to get the score, which I'm sure whenever you check a score, a website score, you only go to the homepage and check the score.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Exactly, right. So that's a quirk, but they also optimize the homepage only. But they're not thinking about, but whereas Google is sending traffic to all the pages, or your visitors are visiting all the pages. So in fact, most likely, most of your visitors will start from a non-homepage, come to a homepage later. Now, if that experience is slow, then your homepage experience can be great, but doesn't matter. Because, and this is actually the other thing which I know you haven't brought it up yet, but hey, what the hell does even Core Web Vitals mean? Is it like a stupid score which means nothing? And that's a question we asked ourselves a lot. And many times they're like, oh yeah, we also dilly-dallied on it. Like, okay, yeah, maybe it works. Maybe it actually means nothing. Oh no, it's just a vanity metric. It means squat. Just go about making, feeling what your website is fast. But now I can say with quite certainty that it's not while it can be a metric that can be gamed, and some people try and do that, but essentially, it's a great metric which very well corresponds to how your visitors experience websites. And it does consider take that into consideration to a great extent.
So, okay, let's just pause what you're doing here. So the claim is it's going to speed up your website, and Core Web Vitals are the measure against which you can judge that. And but the methods that are bundled into this product are maybe things that we would traditionally associate with a variety of different plugins. So, for example, there's caching, there's a CDN, there's image optimization, and CSS improvements. So, okay, I might combine caching and CSS improvements into one, but then CDN might be a different service that I acquire, and image optimization might be a different service that I acquire. But you're sort of bundling all of those up into one. And so if I install the plugin, what exactly is going on? Like, are you spidering the website from the moment that I install it? And then obviously homing in on the homepage, it sounds like you're doing the work there first. What are you doing? What is, okay. Obviously you don't want to give away the secret sauce necessarily, but roughly speaking, what's going on in the background? And how long does it take to complete its work on a medium sized website?
All right, so it's, again, lot of interesting questions, but I'll start with the secret sauce. Because when we started the project, we thought we'll have a secret sauce. And what we realized was there is no secret sauce.
Excellent.
There is just no secret sauce. And essentially, when I say we are doing all of these plugins, is if you don't optimize even a small part, or if you leave one part behind, then the overall experience can be, you can be back to a terrible score and a terrible experience. So you would think that I'll do 7 out of 10 and I've improved, and you have improved the system to some extent, and definitely your website is faster, but it does not mean you'll actually have a really fast website, because one small thing left somewhere can destroy can effectively mean that all the other work you have done comes to naught. And so that part of secret sauce is there is no secret sauce, and why are we doing everything? Because you have to do everything to have a fast website. You can't leave even a single stone unturned. You have to do each and everything out there. You have to make sure every image is optimized, it loads in the right order, in the right way, with the right size. And you have to do it for every single image. If you leave something behind, then you're in trouble. Now, so that was the question about secret sauce. Why are we doing all of these things? Are we spidering the website? What we do is we bring in all your content, and we analyze it deeply. Okay, so we'll figure out, for example, what is your homepage? Let's start with the homepage, right? But what we also do is we categorize your website. So it's not possible for us to analyze every single page. So what we do is we figure out what pages are very similar to each other, bucket them together, and then be able to then create a set of rules or patterns to optimize that category of pages. Now, why do we need to do all of that? And some of our competitors don't do it this way. They optimize every page. There are big challenges to doing it, but also with our approach, we can preemptively optimize a lot of pages. And also there are websites with million pages, right? To spider a million pages is not feasible. And actually, you don't need to do it. It's an inefficient way of solving the problem. So it's actually just, in some ways, when you look at it from an engineering perspective, that's the wrong way of solving the problem. So again, coming back to how long will it take? We have seen it typically takes 2 to 3 minutes to figure out everything and start optimizing it. And then slowly and steadily, as people visit the website, more and more pages get optimized. So we push a set of rules. So think of it as we consider ourselves actually an optimization expert. Our systems are the software we have built. And that is analyzing your website deeply, just as an incredibly talented performance expert would do. And they're doing it not only for the homepage, but they're doing it across the website. And then they push this set of rules to the website. And then the website itself optimizes, serves optimized content to all the visitors.
So, okay, so imagine I've clicked the button. Firstly, let me, sorry, there is no button. I got to get over that. I've installed the plugin, and now your software is doing the work in the background. And for a site of a normal size site, let's just go with that. It's going to take 2 or 3 minutes, but it sounds like, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like you are making judgments about, okay, we've got these types of content on this website. There's a home page over there. This looks like a category page. Okay, and here's another one. They're broadly similar, so maybe they should get the same treatment. Oh, but here's something different. That's like, oh, I don't know, that looks like there's a form on that page. That's something else. And this one is just full of images. Oh, here's another one that's full of images. We'll lump those together. Is that broadly what's going on? You're sort of lumping things into the same bucket and saying, for now, we're going to treat those three pages as the same, and then we'll treat those two as the same. And
WordPress makes it much easier than what you're describing it as, a lot more intelligent system. While there is some intelligence in there, WordPress makes it much easier also to categorize pages well. So you are able to figure out what pattern they adhere to. So WordPress will tell you whether this is like a set of blog articles. Is this? So it does make our job a bit easier, but we still need to go through that process and then know which ones to optimize how. Because if you were to sit and optimize each of them individually, it would be terribly inefficient. It will be and then you'll just not be able to optimize enough websites sufficiently. And finally, I think we wanted to make sure that we offer the plugin for free to everybody, because everybody wants a fast website and needs a fast website. So we wanted to make sure that we don't gatekeep or build a product only for the premium tier, but also make it for free and make sure that it's available to everyone. And the only way to do it is to make sure that our systems are optimized. So it meant that we had to do a lot more work upfront, but then because we have optimized our systems to use as little resources as possible, every user of Airlift can actually get a free service or use the free tier and actually have a really fast website in the process.
You said before we hit record that we were talking in the context of maybe you're in a caching plugin and there's lots and lots of options, and maybe it's for a novice user, it's hard to understand what those options are. And in scenarios where those things are understandable, but they're not necessarily understood by novice users, relying on machines to take that work is kind of a, from your perspective at least, that's a sensible deal to make, because it can decide things that you don't even know about, and it can say, we need to do that. But also, it doesn't need to go and do the research. It just knows that it needs to do this thing, and it can do it in a heartbeat, whereas you have to go and research, figure out, do I need that? And if so, how do I configure it? So the posture really being that let the machines decide, because we've built a platform where if you just trust the system, it'll work. Is that kind of it?
Yes, that is to a great extent it. But also the machine, I would not call it AI-based system. So it's not that the machine is deciding. essentially what has happened is our team has gone in and understood each of these problems very, very deeply about websites and blog and individually, and built systems in place so that the machine knows the logic to apply when it sees a certain pattern. And we had to sit down and really figure out when to apply what rule, essentially. But let's assume that we have one website and we learn from that website. Let's assume that it's an Elementor website and it's using a slider from Elementor. We decided that we learned that the best way to optimize this experience is to do a certain set of things. Now, if you learned it for a single website, we can apply it across every website in the world.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And yeah. The good thing is we didn't have to make rules very specific to Elementor slider, because you can find patterns even there. But as you learn and make these improvements, the whole world benefits from it.
Yeah, so there's like a, because we're using your software to do all of this, you're making the decisions, building up a database of what works and what doesn't work. And so you can repeat that for other people. Okay, right. I'm starting to get an idea of what it is. The nitty gritty of it, though. So let's say, for example, that you take my website, you've improved it. What are the actual changes that are taking place? So, for example, how are you substituting the images that I've got in my WordPress website? How are they being substituted into your CDN? Are you just sort of consuming them, optimizing them based upon, I don't know, turning them to AVIFs or WebP, shrinking them to certain sizes, and then every time a page is served, you're rewriting the URLs for those resources and things like that, and they live on your CDN instead of in the media library on my own website, things like that. But how are you deciding what needs to be cached, what doesn't need to be cached? Where in the process are you getting in so that when something is served up, it's not coming from my website, it's coming from your CDN or from your cache? How is it all working?
All right, so actually we try and use our service as little as possible for the regular serving of the website, simply because we never want ourselves to become the bottleneck or the single point of failure.
That's interesting, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Okay, because you never want ourselves to become the single point of failure at any point of time. So essentially what will happen is, let's take the case of resizing images, right? So we'll take your media library, understand what images need to be resized, and then we'll write it back to a place on your website. We also give you the option, like at our premium tier, to store all of that information on our servers. But again, that's a very explicit choice that you make. Now, because I can write it back to your website, it means that it is a lot more robust. You don't have a single point of failure. Your website is self-serving. You don't need to worry about someone else's thing, as a service breaking, and then that causing your website to slow down, right, or to break. So we have been very mindful to ensure that ideally whatever happens, even if our service goes away, your website is still fast. Not that we ever intend to, or we make sure that our website is, our services are running up and fine, but it also ensures that because we have not created this dependencies, it ensures that you actually, again, can give our service for free to every user, because you already have your hosting. It's more than capable of serving it fast and free. So why not? So in fact, even the caching layer, like, right, we have our own caching layer. We don't serve data from our cache, or we don't utilize the cache if your web host already has a cache in place. So we detect, hey, is your web host having a cache? Is it working fine? Yes. Then no need to add another cache layer, because we can just utilize that cache. So again, and the reason why we can do this is because our system is acting almost like an end user who is a performance expert. So what happens when you see a performance expert go in and look at a website? It'll be like, okay, fine, what's the caching system set up here? Let me figure out. What web hosting are you on? Let me try out if the caching is working or not. If it is not working, well, then the expert will be like, let me set up a caching plugin. And that's when we'll enable our caching. If it already has a... So again, So we actually have approached the whole thing from a, hey, how would an expert solve this problem? The only constraint on the expert is they cannot change any real content on your website, and they cannot remove any plugin or theme. That ability they do not have. And how do you still optimize the website? And we feel that you can do it by taking a very thoughtful, very clear, very structured approach to solving the problem.
Is there, so in the scenario, so let's go back to caching. So if there's caching enabled on the hosting environment that I'm using, your platform will detect that and make use of that if it's appropriate. But if there's nothing available, you will then basically say, okay, we need to send in the troops. Let's switch on caching for this site, but we don't need it for that site. That's fine. Yeah. And then on it goes. And then from that moment on, it's in your cache. How would I, as let's say a developer, how would I do things? You know, the terminal problem, which more or less every developer faces, which you've got to clear the caches because something isn't working. How do we go in and do things like that? How do we clear the caches if, as a developer, we need to just check that something's working? Is there a way that we can do that?
Yeah, so you have a button on your on a website. A button comes in there, clear cache. But we also detect, so if you update a post, our systems will detect that you have updated a post and clear the cache only for that post.
Okay.
So again, and that's really smart, right? Because, you know, creating the cache, you never want to clear the cache blindly. We do it a lot more often than we should. But the cache should be cleared very, very carefully. Because if you clear the cache blindly on all your content, then if you have 10 visitors or 100 visitors come in at the same time, all of them will start loading your website because the cache is not warm. So there's nothing in the cache. So everything is served from the website using PHP and you have a huge load on the website. So again, you have to do it again. And because we have a system which is able to observe and work in a smart manner, it can do these things which otherwise is a lot more difficult to do.
It seems like there's an awful lot going on in the background. How has the feedback been from the customers that you've had so far? Are there any parts of the stack that you have had to kind of take a look at because people have sort of suggested, okay, that hasn't kind of worked out for me, or has it basically been plain sailing?
No, it's not. It's far from it. In fact, had I known how long and how much effort it's going to take, we would never have taken up the project.
Oh, really?
Because we thought it's going to be take like a few months. It's been more than 3.5 years now.
Wow.
For the longest time, we didn't release anything. Just working on the project. We have spent almost 15, 16, 17 man-years of effort on it. Of pure engineering effort. And we are seeing... So it's been a process. It's been a learning curve. Optimization is a very unforgiving system, because if you break something, the customer, and things break. Like if you don't do it correctly, then things will break. And then you have to learn, fix, and move on, and make sure that you deploy it to everybody. The beauty of our system is if you identify that something is breaking, and if you fix it up, everyone wins after that.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Yeah, you don't have to push an update to a million.
And I can give you so many examples of it. And I can give you some, because the web pages, the markup is so complex, right? And I think this is one really cool example. So, you know, how do you introduce WebP images into your website? You have IMG tags, which are your traditional image tags, right? And you will add a picture tag around
pictures,
it.
Yep.
Yeah, you'll replace it with a picture tag with the WebP in it. Now, what happens, and again, doesn't happen very often, but what will happen is you might have some CSS somewhere which says, if there is an image tag, then make border black or something like that. Now, how do you...
Oh, gosh.
But that, because the image tag is no longer loading, it's a picture tag which loads. Now, how should that behave?
You want it to rewrite the CSS so that it picks up on the picture tag inside the image.
Exactly. So now, how do you solve it, and how do you solve it correctly while continue to lazy load
with
the right size? And so once we identified the problem and solved it, it applies to everybody. But until then, obviously, and every other plugin faces the same problems, and they don't, like, it's super difficult to solve these problems correctly. And we have taken this, so there are like a million such things which you need to solve, and we are continuing to solve them. But the other thing is, every plugin we have seen keeps breaking sites, and people don't. So this is the other sad part, right? People don't care enough. In the sense that even the website owners don't care enough. So if something breaks, they're like, okay, fine. But I finally got this thing to work somewhat. if it breaks a little thing, first they don't notice it. But even if they do, they are a lot more forgiving about the whole thing. For us, we are seeing why are people... So if someone deactivates the website, we'll be like, why did you deactivate? Hey, it broke my website. Then we go in there, dig deep as to understand what exactly happened. It's not smooth sailing at all. But the problem we are solving is so important and so useful that it's worth the effort.
I'm going to guess that if you are really into this topic, you know, if you're an optimization expert and you just have a whole history of delving into all of these problems, maybe you're not selling to those people because, you know, they can do these things for themselves, by themselves, and they probably can tweak things in unique and interesting ways because they know the site that they're working on and they know exactly what needs to happen. But I'm guessing you're going for more the sort of 80-20 kind of thing where most people haven't got the time. You know, if you're an agency and you're a freelancer and it's just you, you don't really have the time to become a designer, an expert in JavaScript, an expert in CSS, an expert in caching, an expert in image optimization and all these things. Are you aiming more at that kind of freelancer market?
No, so actually, again, okay, so first of all, I think the number of people who can actually do it that well, in the WordPress world, we can count on our hands, count on our fingers, if at all. Like if at all they exist. So a lot of people, what they do is they build websites well. That makes a big difference at times. But again, if you are creating enough content, if you're adding, you know, I want a chat widget, I want this, I want analytics, I want this and that. As your website evolves, those websites' performance will come down. So so even for that 10 or 5 to 10 people who exist in the world who can do this, I don't think they have the right tooling or the capability to do it or the time to do it. Some of them keep, so the wrong approach to look at it is I'm solving for the 80. No, you have to solve for the 99.999.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
Because 99.99, again, the smart guys don't want to waste their time doing all of this. And like I mentioned, how do you do it for 10 pages? Like how do you optimize all 10 pages? And tomorrow, if you create an 11th page, which the most valuable websites will. Now what happens? So our goal is not to exclude people out or focus only on the 80. Also, I generally feel that if any product is aiming just for 80, they lose actually the 80 and the 20. So they lose everybody because you're just not creating a product which is good enough.
One of the things which you've alluded to already, but I just want to clear it up, is if I were to install this and get familiar with it, but then at some point in the future, I think I don't want to be using Airlift anymore. Can I just uninstall it and everything in the uninstall process will be returned to normal? So, you know, we mentioned that rewriting of the CSS so that the pictures work instead of the images. They now have the black border and so on. Do you put it back how it was, basically?
The moment you uninstall the plugin, every change we make, so we make sure that every change is fully reversible and we don't modify the actual website in any way. Mm-hmm. So these are, again, very conscious, very clear choices we have made because especially while we are building the thing, it was not as robust as it is today. And we still feel that in a year's time, it will be much more, even more robust. So we never want the person to feel they're locked into some situation which they can't get out of. So just, again, treat people the way I would have liked to be treated in this way, in this situation.
So getting to the pricing quickly, you mentioned that there's a free version. I mean, as with all things free, this is probably, if you're interested in what we've just been talking about, this is probably going to be your gateway to figuring out whether it works. And I'm on the, you know, the inevitable pricing page, airlift.net/pricing, two options, basic and free. The basic plan is for one site, and we'll get into the details of that. But then there's obviously this free tier. You can try it. And then you will get page caching, font conversion, dynamic CSS calculation. You'll get a performance report, Google font handling. Up to 10 custom pages will be handled, and then up to 1,000 images will be optimized. And it looks like you can manually re-optimize once a week on that free tier.
Yes, so actually I would say that a pricing page, yeah, that's true, but also that's correct. But also pricing is not something we're focused on at all. Like, it's not something which we have really, we are trying to give as much as possible to the free tier. Our basic hypothesis is the best websites in the world, they are more than happy to pay for a quality service, and they want to pay you well for a quality service. And that's the basic hypothesis we want to go after rather than limiting excessively. So our goal is with the free webs, with the free plan, almost any user should get the most value from the product. But yeah, if you have a great product, if you have a, you know, valuable e-commerce site, or if you have a valuable website, you want to work with professionals who know, who can provide you support if required, who will give you the best of everything that you need. And then you pay a premium for it. So that's the basic hypothesis we are trying to work with, more than adding some limits and trying to reduce the number of limits we have as far as possible.
There, have a look at the pricing page, though, because there obviously is a paid tier if you want to check that, and you can look at the different options, and there's a sort of, you can extend the number of sites and so on and so forth. Be able to see, you know, it's the usual affair of there's some ticks and there's some crosses depending on where you land. But the interesting thing from my point of view is the pace of this, which can't dislodge from my head, is some of the people who I know who've tried it on interesting websites who've then come back to me and said, wow, I don't know what happened, but stuff happened and it now gets a better Core Web Vitals score. So maybe it's worth, dear listener, you checking it out. Airlift.net. Go and have a look at what Akshat and his team have built over many years. Sounds like 17 years worth of labor has been poured into this, and see what you make of it. And you know, obviously, if you've got any intuitions about it, whether it worked or not, let me know, let Akshat know, and they can obviously improve that service. Akshat, is there anything that we didn't touch on that you felt that you wanted to impress upon people, the importance of something or other?
I think we've covered as much as we could. We can talk about it indefinitely, because just the sheer scale and the number of things to talk about, it's such an interesting topic, where the number of challenges, and once you just keep going deeper and deeper into it, you'll realize that the right approach to solve this problem is through automated systems. It's a super interesting space. I think it's a very important problem. We know for sure. I think this is the one place, in fact, this is the thing that I would definitely like to add, is often people check Core Web Vitals for SEO reasons. What I can tell you is, and what they don't realize, is the importance of a fast website. And you will see a fast website is important, because if you have a fast website, people will use a lot more of it. And I'm sure you can just see it anecdotally, especially on mobile, is you will visit more page. If a website is slow, after the first page loads, or even while the first page is loading, if it's spinning, you will go and switch on Instagram, or you will switch on Twitter. And it's just because people have become very impatient. So what having a fast website makes a tremendous impact on your conversions, on the engagement with the website. And I believe that's the main reason why you should have a fast website, more than SEO, more than those other factors. You will see a tremendous improvement in engagement, and which is what finally is most important, having a highly engaging website.
Yeah, it's interesting, and certainly a subject that for many people is just something that they don't really want to get involved with. So the idea of a service where they can install it and then stop thinking about it is definitely going to be appealing. So brand new to me, at least, brand new to the world, I think, as well, airlift.net. Go check it out. And Akshat Chowdhury, thank you so much for chatting to me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you again, Nathan. Always glad to talk to you.
Okay, that's all we've got time for today. Like I said at the top of the show, I'm not entirely sure I asked the best set of questions of Akshat, but hopefully you got an impression of what Airlift can do, and truly what a remarkable promise it has. Maybe go and check it out for yourself and give them some feedback about whether it works for you or not. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also helped out this week by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And we're also assisted this week by OmniSend. OmniSend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet OmniSend. Yes, that OmniSend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Take the excitement of roller coaster sales. Prefer a steady line going up? Try OmniSend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go out to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost and OmniSend for their ongoing support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, truly, really, that is all that we've got time for. As I said, if you're at CloudFest, give me a message, DM me on Twitter at WPBuilds or at NathanWrigley.com on Blue Sky. I'd love to hang out with some of you. That would be really nice if you're going to be there. But that is really it for this episode. I'm going to fade in some cheesy music. Say, stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.